Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is strange. In New Jersey, Donald Trump has moved his residence from the summer from Florida to New Jersey, trying to get away from humid weather. He has a golf club in New Jersey called Bedminster. Obviously, he has a Secret Service detail. Secret Service has protection of presidents for the rest of their lives and their wife's life and their minor children till they turn, I think, 25 or something. Just been revealed that the Secret Service has had to pay $35,000 to rent portable toilets near Trump's golf club. $35,000, something like $8,500 a week for portable toilets. Why is the federal government having to rent portable toilets? Why are these agents not permitted to walk into the golf club and use the restroom? They're in there anyway when they get relieved of duty. On the way out, why should they have to walk out to a portable toilet when their restroom's right there? And there are male and female agents, because Melania Trump is being guarded as well as Donald Trump. Why is the Bedminster Golf Club, why is Donald Trump not permitting Secret Service agents to save $35,000 in taxpayer money and use public restrooms in his club? You know, that's just wrong. You know, somehow the golf club thinks that it's compromised if non-members use it. Non-members go to these clubs all the time for banquets, things like that. They go as guests to play golf with members. They're permitted to use the restrooms. Why isn't the Secret Service? And, you know, Trump may look on it, all right, $35,000. You know, did you pay $35,000 in federal income tax last year? Or did you pay $35,000 over several years or more? Some of you may have, but, you know, that's a chunk of change, a totally unnecessary expenditure without regard to the well-being of the Secret Service, frankly. Portable toilets are a pain to use. Remember, Trump insisted on being driven around by agents in a car when he had COVID, and he didn't have a mask, and he was waving out the window. Then he'd put on a mask. The agents in the front seat had masks. Something like 200 agents either got COVID or a quarantine because they were associated with him and others who had COVID, including his immediate family, including everybody in his family practically, certainly Don Jr., his son, you know, Rudy Giuliani, I mean, Christie, I mean, all these people. Absolutely no regard for the safety and comfort of people who serve him and guard him. Absolutely no regard for the Secret Service. Okay, Nancy Pelosi made an announcement. I agree with the announcement. On the January 6th commission, Moscow Mitch, actually Ron Johnson was one of the ones that put the stick in the spokes, stop the bicycle. Ron Johnson. There are four things that the Democrats can do to ensure there is a January 6th commission. She ruled out one of them right away. Some people have suggested that Joe Biden appoint a commission, an independent commission, not members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans, maybe university presidents, maybe skilled prosecutors of both parties. She rejected that. Now, I can tell you something. She didn't reject that on her own. She gave Joe a call, and they determined that that would not be a good idea. The ostensible reason they gave was that Congress would still have to pass funding for it, and it would still have to authorize the subpoena power. But that, to me, is a subterfuge. There's plenty of money in various discretionary accounts to fund something like that. And as far as the subpoena power goes, the House could just convene. They could just convene a parallel proceeding. It has subpoena power, and have the president of the commission call up and say, I want to subpoena Joe Blow, and they subpoena him to their thing, and they let the other guys ask the questions. But anyway, politically, for whatever reason, Pelosi said Biden won't appoint it. That was clearly in consultation with Joe. I agree with it. I think that's right. It should not be a top-down appointment. The second proposal is intriguing. It's vote again. Six Republicans were on record supporting it, and a seventh wasn't there and said they would. You only need 10. And Ron Johnson doesn't get to hold it up forever. Work on three more Republicans, vulnerable Republicans or Republicans retiring, or if there is a Republican who has any kind of conscience and cares about the United States, get three more. That's a possibility. That's not necessarily a high degree of probability of success, but it's a possibility. The other one is the Homeland Security panel, which reached the deal on the commission itself. Remember something. That's a mixture of Democrats and Republicans, 50-50. The chairman is a Democrat because they have the majority in the House, but the committees are really 50-50. John Katko of New York is a Republican, fairly moderate. He's the ranking member, Republican ranking member on that committee. And he pushed it strongly, and he got 35 members of the House of Representatives to vote for the commission, even though Kevin McCarthy tried to knife it. Moscow Mitch succeeded in knifing it because Manchin and the rest wouldn't agree to suspend the filibuster for that one vote. So the idea is put it back in the Homeland Security panel. The ranking member is John Katko, who's for it. The Democrats are for it. The Republicans there voted for it. And that may be what they do. In fact, that would be my selection of these possibilities. That would be my choice. The final one is just let other committees do it. There are several committees that are investigating January 6th right now. Just have them continue, use the subpoena power. The problem with that is that it's very diffuse. I mean, it's spread among a number of committees. It doesn't have the same attention. There are different points of inquiry, and it doesn't have the same punch as a single commission. The final one that Nancy Pelosi did not discuss is that she just appoint one in the House itself with subpoena power and put one of her best members of Congress in charge of it, just like Adam Schiff, for instance, was in charge of one of the impeachment committees, and have them go to town. And people will shout, partisan, partisan. Well, she will offer to have some Republican congressman on there, Katko, for instance, some of the others, Liz Cheney, for instance, Adam Kinzinger, Democrat and Republican alike. That's what she would do in my estimation. Remember, with Benghazi, they did something like that. Who cares if people say it's partisan? You just have a press conference and say no. 35 members of the House of Representatives who are Republicans voted for the commission, and seven Republican senators supported the commission. They supported the commission. It's bipartisan. It's 57-43 for it in the Senate. And in the House, it's something like 350 to whatever is left over. It's plenty bipartisan. Plenty bipartisan. Okay, coming to the end of the show. Been a great show. Great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for some terrific programming. Obviously, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Kroot, Earl Ingram, Pizza Box Mike on Saturdays. I'm signing off for now, but Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow.